Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Lemon Snail podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now, I hope you've all had a fantastic week and I have lined up a brilliant interview for today's podcast. Now I'm joined today with John Aldrich from The Best of Surrey Hall, and I've known John for about 3 years now. He's a really good guy, always positive, and has got a massive smile on his face which just exudes positiveness everywhere he goes, and he's an all-round good chap. Now this interview is going to be split into two parts, where we're going to be talking about his background, about what he's done, the businesses that he's built up in the past, and what his current project is now with The Best of Surrey Hall. So hope you enjoy this interview. It's going to be a really cool one, and part two is going to throw a little surprise in as well. So let's get cracking with part one. Right, and so I'm joined today with John from The Best of Surrey Hall. Hi, John, how are you doing?
Hi, Gary. You're fine, thank you.
Spot on. And we just wanted to find out a little bit more about your business, about you, and have some top tips from you in terms of different bits. Does that sound all right?
That sounds good.
Cool. Definitely. Well, thanks for coming on to the show.
Pleasure.
So let's start off with a bit about you. So tell us a bit about your history and how you got into doing The Best of Surrey Hall.
Well, how long have you got? It's a long story. I had about 30 years in horticulture.
Okay.
I started with, went off to horticultural college down in Chelmsford, Essex, Rittle Agricultural College. Came back, worked for a nursery owner over at Tenley, Henley and Arden. Managed his nursery for about 5 years and sort of sent plants all over the country, really, mm-hmm. sort of herbaceous alpine herbs. And then decided to start up my own business.
Okay.
And ran my own nursery and garden centre business for probably about 25 years, I suppose.
Wow.
And, going very well. We built everything up, but we got to the point where the garden centre needed a lot of money spending on it, and we got to the point where if you're not driving a business sort of forward, mm-hmm. The enjoyment goes out of it a bit, really.
Yeah.
And we needed a lot of money from the bank to take it to the next level with a coffee shop restaurant, and so we decided to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And we sold the garden centre to a chain, and we had also had a production nursery at the back of the garden centre, which unfortunately we had sort of issues with sort of neighbours and new landlord, which caused us to unfortunately have to sort of close that down.
Mm.
So about 4 years ago, I was in the point of sort of sitting there thinking, where do I go next? All I know is sort of horticulture, and I've grown a business from nothing up to £1 million turnover, but sort of what lessons can I teach other people, really?
Yeah.
One of the things that we had been a part of that had helped our business grow was The Best Of.
Mm-hmm.
And The Best Of is a franchise. There's about 200 Best Ofs
okay.
up and down the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to see that The Best of Surrey Hall was up for sale. Having been on the other side of the fence and sort of experienced what Best Of could do for us,
yeah,
I thought, well, actually, yeah, it's a really good idea. Went in, found out a bit more about it, and rest's history. So, yeah, two and a half years ago, I bought the franchise for The Best of Surrey Hall.
Brilliant. So you spoke before about two really pivotal kind of decisions
yes.
that you made. So first of all, the choice to go to self-employed and to open your own shop.
Yes, yeah.
Which is a massive step. And then the second point was the deciding to close and sell.
Yes.
Two massive pivotal moments.
Yeah.
Did they come easy? Was it quite an easy decision to make at the time? Or did you kind of... Was it hard? Because we've got loads of listeners listening to it, and some people find it decision really easy.
Yes.
Some people find it really hard and agonise it over ages and almost talk themselves out of it before doing it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And starting my own business, well, both decisions actually were easy for me, really.
Okay.
Because you get to a point where I knew I'd had enough of sort of working for somebody else, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't so much that I was agonising about whether to or not. It was sort of how it came about, really.
Sure.
So it was sort of making that step and making it happen. So
mm-hmm.
in terms of sort of going self-employed and starting my own business, it was a bit of a no-brainer. It was trying to convince some of the people who were around me that I was making the right decision, really. But I knew, and again, I think sort of any of the listeners out there will know that sort of if you make that decision, you make it work.
Yeah.
You have that mindset.
You stand by it.
You stand by it and you say, well, I'm going to make it work. Mm-hmm. And invariably, you will make it work.
Yeah.
And the second thing to remember is, if you're not enjoying something, get out of it, really.
Yeah.
And again, which was why it was an easy decision to sell the garden centre.
Yeah, that's a great day, golden nugget, really. So, yeah.
Because there's no point in working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No.
If you're not enjoying doing something, really, sort of. Make that change and enjoy life. So it took
a year and a half for you to decide and to join the Best of Solihull and take over the franchise. So in terms of the Best of, let's talk a little bit about it. So you say you were a member and now you've got the franchise for Solihull. So what does Best of Solihull do?
Best of Solihull, businesses join the Best of Solihull. It's a membership organisation. We only work with sort of select businesses. We'll only ever work with between one and sort of up to five businesses in a particular category.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to that business. We'll find out sort of what makes them good effectively.
Yeah.
Assess their sort of customer recommendations, customer reviews, testimonials. Because at the end of the day, it's their customers that are showing them that they should be part of the Best of.
Yeah.
Part of the Best of brand. And we work with those businesses and make them stand out in their particular category as one of the best businesses in the area, effectively.
How do you do that?
And we do that through lots of different marketing tools and techniques, both online and offline.
Okay.
Through the website, we set them up with their own sort of feature page. So again, everything sort of will lead back to that feature page, really.
Mm-hmm.
If they've got any offers, again, they can promote it through the feature page. They've got events, they can promote it through the feature page. They want to blog them, again, we can sort of focus that. Again, we have reviews widgets so that their customers can go on and leave reviews,
okay.
Which will help them with their own SEOs, because again, we create backlinks to their own sort of website. So it's also helping with their SEO. We run networking events, a whole range of sort of networking events, mm-hmm. and sort of expos. Because again, Best of, we've got two types of businesses that are part of the Best of. We've got the B2Cs, the business to consumers, and then mm-hmm. we've got the B2Bs, business to business.
Yeah.
And again, each business will get something different out of being a member of the Best of. It's quite a unique proposition in the fact that we can tailor it to sort of suit the business's needs, really.
So it doesn't matter if you're a candlestick maker or a carpet lawyer or an accountant.
Yeah.
They're all the Best of can actually help everyone because of links and...
That's right, yeah. It's just making you stand out in your particular category as the go-to expert. And again, through social media is absolutely massive now.
Huge.
Massive element of what we do. Which again, sort of... 10 years ago, when we were part of the Best of Redditch, it was all about the branding and it was all about the reviews, but social media didn't really exist.
No.
And that's how the Best of us sort of grown sort of since those times, really. Sort of the proposition has grown and we're always adding something different, whether it's an events platform to sort of sell tickets or whether it's sort of through different... like the Facebook remarketing that we do for sort of businesses now, or then let's say the social media sort of side. There's always sort of something different, really.
So yeah, and the beauty of social media is always changing. It's always evolving.
It is.
Especially now. I think we've come to a pivotal point with social media where videos are going to become so much more powerful.
Definitely.
And obviously they can communicate a message from an event, which is unparalleled to text. It's brilliant.
It is, yeah, that's right, yeah. That visual message is sort of everything, really. So. Yeah,
no, that's cool. Definitely. I think we're going to take a break now, and then what we'll do is when we come back, we'll talk a bit about some of the events that you've got coming up.
So
I know there's expos and networking business events that we can talk about.
Brilliant, yes.
And maybe some top tips about exhibitions and making you the best of in your category. Is that right?
Excellent, that's great.
Perfect. If you did want to get on the podcast, all you need to do is contact me through Twitter, search me at Leamington Hour, all one word, and then you'll be able to find us. Connect with us. You can check me on LinkedIn and Facebook as well as Gary Jones. But mainly, let me know about your story. Let me know about your business or event, and we'll get it sorted. But I would love to have you on the show, and I would love to hear, promote, and connect you with other business owners and help you promote your business or service. Let's rejoin me and John for part two of this brilliant interview. In the last part of the interview, we spoke about the best of, and I'm rejoined now with John again. So you mentioned last time about the different events that the best of organised. You said networking events and the business show. So what's coming up next in your calendar?
The next big event that we've got coming up is the Expo on the 6th of October.
Best
of Solihull sort of Expo and Business Show. 6th of October at Hogarth Hotel.
Okay.
10 o'clock, 10:30 start through till 4 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting over 40 exhibitors, over 300 sort of delegates coming along. We've got 5 keynote speakers who include the likes of sort of Brad Parks, who's the director of Specsavers. Debbie Huxton, the sort of promotional sort of speaker. And we've also got sort of a couple of sessions of sort of speed networking.
Okay.
So great opportunity to sort of connect with other sort of businesses. And
just to kind of cut in, speed networking, for the people who haven't been to one,
yes,
what is it?
Or speed dating, as some people call it. Speed networking, great fun. Two lines of sort of people move up and down the rows. You get a minute to tell the other person exactly what you do.
Okay.
It swaps over to the other person.
Nice.
And then you just sort of move down the row. So it's a very quick way of getting to know who's at the expo or who's in that sort of area.
Cool. And how many people are you expecting to kind of come to these speed networkings? And do people have to book on?
Best thing to do is when you actually arrive at the expo, put your name down for the sort of speed networking straight away. Actually, we'll have sort of two sessions, and we'll have about 40 people in each sort of session.
Wow.
So
that's going to be quite a big plan.
It's going to be, yes, and we're hoping that the weather's going to be really nice so that we can have it out on the terrace at Hogarth's.
Out on the terrace on Hogarth's would be amazing.
Yeah, overlooking the lovely grounds on a nice sunny day, it would be nothing like it. So
I went to Hogarth's probably a couple of years, about a year ago now, in the summer. It's glorious.
Yes,
and it is a stunning place.
Absolutely
stunning.
Yeah,
so having it outside,
yes,
that would rock.
Yes,
that would rock.
And we've also got complimentary food laid on as well.
Ooh.
So there'll be a brunch, and then there'll be an afternoon tea as well for exhibitors and delegates. So
very nice.
If you want to sort of register online for your complimentary sort of ticket, but anybody who doesn't register online when they come, it'll be £10 on the door. But so you can get your complimentary tickets online.
Brilliant. So you've got seminars, you've got speed networking.
Yeah.
Tried to make a real big effort not to say speed dating, speed networking.
Easy to say.
We've got over 40 people exhibiting. It's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be a very busy day. We've got the Mayor of Solihull who's sort of opening the event as well. So, really looking forward to it actually. So, a lot of planning, but it's all coming together and really excited.
And that's on the 6th of October.
6th of October at Hogarth's Hotel.
Do you do those exhibitions quite often?
We run one a year.
Okay.
So, the one last year we ran at Ardencote Manor. I'd say this year we're running at Hogarth. So
you pick good venues.
We do, that's it, yes. Only the best.
Only the best of.
That's right, yeah.
There's a name in there somewhere.
There is, definitely.
Brilliant. So you have a yearly, an annual business expo.
Yes,
and you mentioned networking events. So what kind of frequency and what format are the networking events?
Right. At the moment, we run a breakfast networking event every other Thursday, which we run it at Crust on Shirley High Street.
Mm-hmm.
We regularly get sort of between 20 to 30 sort of businesses sort
good
of turn
number.
Up. So a good number. It includes the price of the breakfast. So it's for members, it's sort of £5. For non-members, £10.
Okay.
So it includes a full English or continental sort of breakfast. Nice, relaxed sort of meetings. You get your chance to tell the group about your sort of business. We have a meet the member slot, interesting presentation. But above all, it's about sort of allowing businesses to sort of chat together and connect with one another, really. So so we have those on a weekly sort of breakfast meeting. And then every month we have an evening meeting.
Yeah.
And we tend to move that around the members. The next one that we've got coming up is on the 28th of September, which is at Solihull Moors Football Club.
Oh, okay.
Because again, they're one of our members, and again, going to be a nice sort of lovely evening, actually. So
lovely. Yeah, yeah. So actually, 28th of September, I think that's next Thursday, is that correct?
It is, that's right, yes,
next Thursday. No, sorry, when we listen to the show on Wednesday, Monday and Wednesday, it's this Thursday.
Yes.
If you've missed it, I'm guessing you'll be able to look at the future dates on your website, is that right?
That's correct, yes, yeah.
Cool, okay. Cool. Now, when you're going to these exhibitions or networking events,
they
can be pretty daunting for the first-timer.
Yes,
but actually, to be fair, even if you're not a first-timer, exhibiting for the first time is pretty nerve-wracking, isn't it? So have you got any kind of tips for how to get the most out of... Let's break it down first. So if you're going to the expo...
Yes, yeah.
Have you got any kind of tips for the people who are exhibiting, but also the people who are going to it for the first time?
If you're sort of exhibiting, the best way, obviously, to get sort of interaction with the sort of delegates, really, is to run a bit of a competition.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, you're there, and it's useful if you collect data, really. So the more sort of business sort of tickets, business cards that you can collect, the better, effectively, really, for your sort of business to build up your database. So by running a competition, it's an easy way of getting people to leave their cards, leave the information, really. But above all, don't try to sell. Just be there, be yourself, and just obviously stand up, talk to people, smile on your face. It's not always easy when you're there for 8 hours and your feet are aching. And but yeah, be friendly, be approachable. There's nothing worse than going up to a stand and somebody sort of sat down with the back to you. Or,
I've seen so many times.
I know, it's absolutely appalling. So. Always sort of stand there.
So stand up, be engaging, run a competition.
That's right.
And don't try to sell, just literally be there to get a business card and to start the kind of conversation, start the relationship.
That's right, yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's sound advice. Absolutely sound advice.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to one of these as just someone walking off the street.
Yes, yeah.
Have you got any tips for that person?
Have a look at if the program's sort of available sort of beforehand or sort of when you get there, spend a few minutes, have a look through the program, have a look at the sort of businesses that you think that you might want to see, really. So take a few minutes to sort of browse it and peruse it and think of some of the questions that you might want to ask the business owner, really.
Okay, so a bit of planning.
Bit of planning sort of beforehand. Above all, sort of take part in the sort of go and listen to the presentations, because there's so much useful information that you can glean from these sort of presentations and sort of workshops. Look at them, sort of see which ones sort of will benefit you the most.
Yep.
Go to them. Take part in the speed networking, not speed dating, the speed networking. And above all, sort of again, don't go there trying to sell your business. No. Go and sort of talk to people, really, and sort of just enjoy the day.
Brilliant.
Be relaxed, really, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
One thing that I had in my mind, because I exhibited on a few shows.
Yes, yeah.
Sadly, I can't make it as a prior engagement to yours.
Yeah.
However, in terms of if I'm preparing for a show, or if I know I'm going to a show as someone who's walking off in the street, I would always use social media to connect with people who I want to meet.
So
if I'm exhibiting, I already know who's kind of going to be on, who's going to be going, and I know that when I'm going to be there, if I'm speaking somewhere, I'll let people know. And it's just a good way of then already getting a database. So when you get there, people know who you are.
Brilliant.
And actually, you know who's going to be there, and you've already said, oh, I'll come see you. So when you go and see you, you said, see, I told you, I'm here.
Yeah.
But as someone who's walking off the street and just going to it, you can do the same.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Okay. No, it is brilliant advice, actually, yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, that's great. So your top advice, if you just go in there as a non-exhibitor,
yes,
take a bit of time to plan, have a look around, see who you want to communicate with, take part in the seminars and the speed networking, and get involved. But don't try to sell your business as well.
No, that's right. No.
That's a common theme, isn't it? Sell your business.
It is, that's right, yeah. Buy my stuff, it sort of, yeah.
Just doesn't work, does it?
No, that's right.
It doesn't work.
People turn off straight away.
Exactly. Great advice. Yeah. Now, in terms of going forward, you've got the networking events, you've got the expo. Got anything new, exciting coming up that hasn't been launched yet, but you really want to get it out there? Or anything in the pipeline?
There's something.
You don't have to give any details if you don't want to.
No, that's fine, actually. No, there's something rather stupid that I've agreed to do.
Yeah.
And this is to jump out of an aeroplane to raise money for AGUK.
As soon as you said it, I thought, it's got to go in it.
Yeah. I don't know. It started off as a conversation on a nice sunny evening between myself and my wife. And my wife turned around and said, oh, I'd quite like to do that parachute jump for Age UK. And after saying that I wasn't going to do it, I woke up the next morning realising that I'd actually agreed to do the parachute jump. So on the 8th of October, we're jumping out at 15,000 feet, doing a tandem parachute jump, not tied to one another, but tied to other people, dropping 10,000 feet before the parachute opens. We're hoping to film it as well, so we'll have GoPros as well. And it's all to raise as much money as we can for Age UK Solihull.
Wow.
So we are looking for sponsorship, and so anybody out there who can help, we have got a Just Giving page.
Brilliant.
You can find details on our sort of Best of Solihull blog.
Yeah.
There's a couple of blogs there about it, and we are pushing it through social media as well. So
wow. I just think that's great. It's mad, but it's great.
Great or stupid, I'm not quite sure which. Yeah.
I love it.
I'll come back and tell you all about the experience at some stage.
Too
so
right.
Yeah.
You're going to have to. That's brilliant.
So long as the parachute opens, I'll come back.
It's a deal. It's a deal. Sweet. So that's on the 8th of October.
8th of October.
So you've got a busy week that week with the expo. And
we
then...
have, that's right, yes. Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
No, that's right. Well, at least the expo will take my mind off thinking about the jumping out of the aeroplane.
This is true. I'm guessing then the 7th. Oh, I've got another quick top tip for expos. Book a day off the following day for follow-ups.
Yes, definitely, actually. Yeah, it's all in the follow-up.
We've just broken away. I've already got a day booked off for my next expo to literally do follow-ups.
Yes,
just to make sure that I've got the right message out to everyone and it's personal, not just a standard template that's getting sent out.
Yeah, definitely.
So if I just get this right, on the 20th of September, so Thursday, you've got your networking event.
We have, that's
you've
right.
You've got on the 6th, you've got the expo, and on the 8th, you're jumping out of a plane.
Correct, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
What a week.
That's busy. That is big.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted to get hold of you a little bit more or find out a bit more information, how could they
can drop me an email on solihull@thebestof.co.uk. Or they can give me a call on the mobile, which is 07973 441549.
Brilliant. Have you got a website and social media links?
We've got a website, which is www.thebestof.co.uk/Solihull. And then we've got sort of the Twitter links, which are bestof_Solihull.
And
Facebook, which is the Best of Solihull.
Hey, John, it's a pleasure. We'll catch up after your skydive.
Lovely. Cheers, Gary.
Cheers. Thank you so much, John, for that brilliant interview. And I spoke to John after the actual event, and it was an absolutely amazing day. Everyone was really positive about it. So check out the networking and the business show for next year. And also well done for your charity fundraising exploits as well. Massive take my hat off to you. Now, all of these interviews have been on my radio show, which you can hear on Radio Warwickshire, and it's called the Leamington Hour Radio Show. Now, this is going to be on every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening, and it's repeated every Wednesday between 5 and 6. So we have a mix of really cool interviews, just like that one, business owners, event organisers, charity fundraisers, and so much more. Have a great week, everyone. See you next time. Take care.